This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
There you go. Hype it up, Woody. Matthew Tkachuk saying all the right things, man. That guy, well, he is the face of this thing. He, I can't say enough. Great trade.
Well, yeah. You
know, ever since he's been here, all we do is go to Stanley Cups.
You know, forget about, I mean, you know, obviously on the ice, what he does on the ice. But you listen to the guy talk like that, the passion that he's got. You know, and it permeates now the country because – so you look at the NHL – well, these guys struck gold with this idea, right? I mean, you look at
knowing that there's a good chance United States and Canada could play in the finals.
You look at the Pro Bowl, look at the NBA All-Star Game.
Terrible.
This is taking the place of the NHL All-Star Game, in essence. This series here.
Hopefully, they never go back to the other All-Star.
And that's it. But and so I think inadvertently, I don't know they expected it to be what it is. But boy, you talk about. Like you said, there's going to be millions and millions of. And, you know, when was the last time you saw a hockey game that wasn't a Stanley Cup final? Which is that basically was an All-Star break. You know, you command this much attention. I'm watching. You should watch Finland and Sweden play.
Yeah.
You know, in these things, and so
they're playing for their country.
Yeah,
same
no,
deal.
No, it's
playing
right,
hard.
You know. Yeah.
Gotta
and
keep
look,
up.
You got. You know. And then you with the NHL. You look at the NHL. All those teams are filled with NHL players. So every team. Every fan of their team can watch those games and see at least one of their guys, you know?
So a lot of these guys are teammates as soon as they go back, right?
Yeah.
You're looking.
Well,
what
about Brady Tkachuk and Sam Bennett, you know?
How good's that?
He's got Bennett, you know.
It's Matthew's brother.
Matthew's brother's teammate. And Tkachuk's over there going, yeah, go ahead, you know.
And how about Brandon Hagel, plays for Tampa Bay where there's been bad blood. Yeah. I don't know if you remember when Matthew Tkachuk got here and they asked him, first thing out of his mouth was, we're going to take care of the Tampa Bay things over.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. And Tampa Bay was winning Stanley Cups and destroying us in the playoffs. And I was like, wow.
Well, but you got tonight's because it's must-see TV, right?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's by itself.
They're going to get 10 million people to watch this game, I think, in America.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
There's not a whole lot else on.
No.
Someone just said Tkachuk is the face of South Florida sports right now in the text.
Right. You know,
is he the biggest, star that wins in our town? I mean.
So can I just say this?
Please do. I know you're going to say you're going to throw Tua back at me.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying the popularity of the sport is still not where
absolutely
some of the other sports are. That's all.
Yeah, but locally, going to two Stanley Cups, winning a Stanley Cup, and then this enhances him too.
He's not the best. So the funny part is he's not the best player on his own team.
Yeah, but
Barkov's the best player on the team.
Yeah, I get it. But he's the, he's the tough guy. You know, he's got the family.
No,
he's got the
whole
family
thing.
Bloodline. He got the old man up there.
He talks, and he represents that team. Barkov wants to just play and dominate quietly and not say anything and go home and hang out with his family.
But look how many, if you're a Panther fan, look how many Panthers are playing in that series. I mean, you got every team you look at. There's guys at least one on every team. I think some have two or three.
Three really good guys. I think yesterday, did I hear seven or eight guys played in this tournament from the Panthers?
Yeah.
So you're right. That's a great question. Is he? Messi, by the way. I mean, you got to put Messi in there.
No,
Messi in there.
No, I don't, because it's a
greatest player ever play a sport.
It's the greatest player to ever play a sport, but he's playing in a minor league league.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
That's
right.
The NHL's the best league.
So let me ask this. So when was the last time we saw Messi play? He's played. Is this the regular season?
No,
they're still in the.
Go ahead. It's one of those tournaments that drives you nuts.
Yeah, it's one of those makeup tournaments.
No, right. It's not.
This is a big one.
Yeah,
a big one. You know what's a big one? The World Cup's a big one.
This is
a
cup.
A big one?
There's a cup at the end of this thing.
Yeah.
It's a smaller cup.
You know what?
Small cup.
Baseball, now you got them going again.
You know, baseball players put on their jock strap, and a lot of them have a cup in that too. You know, different kind of cups you got around here.
So now you got me thinking. Anybody on the football team right now?
Not right now. Not right now. I mean, you could have thrown maybe 3 months ago you could have thrown Tyreek up there, but I think his little tarnish on his medal.
It probably is Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah,
that point.
I think so.
Nothing in baseballs.
Yeah,
it's probably is.
Yeah,
they've done so much damn winning, and we were talking last night. How many females have really taken to hockey?
Yeah,
I've noticed the difference. Somebody said to me last night. It's funny you said. I go, yeah, I've had. Lots of people, like, I love going to the games, and I'm learning, and they got a favorite guy now on the team. A lot of them's Tkachuk. So he might be. They're doing a lot more winning than everybody else in this town
the last two years.
And by the way, in first place when they come back. And
So these guys, over the last two, and you could say Kansas City and some of these other things. Over these last 3 years for the Panthers, they had very little breaks. You know, they go to the Stanley Cup. They go all through the Stanley Cup, get a little bit of break, come back, go through the Stanley Cup Finals again, win, come right back again. And even these guys now that should be on the All-Star break, they're playing in these tournaments. These guys have been playing a lot of hockey.
I agree.
Over the last three. And the question comes, when does that wick kind of taper off, you know?
Well, their biggest thing. I think they know this because they were banged up by the time they got to Vegas in that first Stanley Cup. They had everybody had a surgery. I swear the whole team had friggin' surgeries. Baptist Health was busy. Our doctors were all busy after that. But last year they were healthy, and look how good they were.
Yeah,
I mean, so got to keep those guys healthy. I'm dying to see what Matthew Tkachuk and his brother both banged up with something. That's the other thing. Don't really ever say what their injuries are. Lower body.
Yeah.
Upper body.
Is there any question that those two are going to play tonight?
No, after all the things they're playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they didn't play tonight, I would be shocked.
Yeah.
And listen, they are something else. Anyway, we're trying to track Eddie down. I know he's building a home right now, so he's been busy. Nick Friedell's going to join us coming up. We're going to talk to him, Odyssey NBA Insider. We'll talk about everything. Kim Bocamp, you hear that voice? Is with us here in studio. Been nice enough to come in. I went to a high school baseball game last night.
Oh, did you? Where'd you go? Western?
I went to watch Archbishop McCarthy and American Heritage Plantation.
Archbishop always had a good.
They used to have.
They hit a little bump in the road. There.
Our old.
They hit a little Alex Rodriguez, or not Alex Rodriguez. Who was the pitcher?
What was that? Fernandez. Alex Fernandez.
Yeah, Alex Fernandez. Hit the Alex Fernandez bump.
Alex Fernandez not only was building stadiums, he was bringing players from everywhere. And now you can do it, by the way. Alex, if you just did it today, you'd be great.
He was ahead of his time.
He just missed it. Now you can go hell anywhere you want in South Florida.
But you know what's funny is you know, I hate to say this because he'll probably call you. You know, my camera guy, Lewis, you know, he's a big baseball guy. And he listens four hours every day.
And
even going back to
he just said Lewis.
Even going back to when he, you know, when he was playing in high school down, baseball has really been important, much more important down here than I think where we grew up playing high school baseball.
Yes,
right.
Baseball was big though when we were growing
up. No doubt. But I mean,
summer was baseball.
But here, it's year round, and it's
and they got some good programs we don't talk about. Yep. American Heritage and
Billy and all the Durrell, Westminster.
Yes, and Douglas got best program in the country.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway,
send Bo back here if you can during the break. A bunch of people are texting in. I there's fan base here. They're all we hate MLS and this and whatever.
Oh, that's my group.
Yeah, those are your fans.
That's my
they're playing in the whatever cup right now. And
What is that thing called? Do you know? You want to figure it out what it is? Know?
See, look, you're counting it. You don't even know what it is.
The CACAF Club.
The what?
The CACAF.
Is it CONCACAF or CACAF?
CACAF.
See, look, you guys are the ones that are touting it, and I know what it's called. It's called CONCACAF.
I think you've been paying attention. That's why you just came in.
No, I do pay attention, but it's not. You know.
I heard that Bo has a Supporters Shield shirt that he wears around town to celebrate the win.
By the way, I don't think so. But, hey, we got to go to break.
There's a lot of A's in that thing. CONCACAF.
That's what I said.
The Championship Cup. Champions Cup.
Hey, don't tell me to break at a certain time, jerky, and they keep yapping.
It's the cup, bro.
Nick Friedell's going to join us coming up here later in the show.
Can he talk about the CONCACAF Cup?
NBA
inside.
No, but he'll talk NBA with us. No, he's not going to talk about that. No, that's not going to happen. Tell you what, though, we can talk to Mike Okocie about this. I'll tell you what, he may not be working. That guy has no life at Choice Mortgage. The guy is always working, but I got a feeling tonight at 8 o'clock, his sons are both in part of that great system that they have now in the United States for developing hockey players, and he's got some good ones of his own, his sons. But there's something else that he does to make a living every day, and that is the guy that we talk about, Mike Okocie at Choice Mortgage, getting you a mortgage, getting you the best rates. Part of what he does every day, man, making sure you get the lowest rates, get qualified and approved quickly to get that money as quickly as possible to get that home that you want, that you found over the weekend, that you found last week. And he can get it done half the time of the big banks. That's part of what Mike Okocie at Choice Mortgage does. Hey, self-employed and declined by the banks. He's got a program for you to help you out. Reverse mortgages, one of the more popular mortgages we have right now. If you're 62 or older and sitting there with your home either paid off or almost paid off, it might be for you because you get all that equity out of your home and still have a place to live. It's become really popular. If you want to know more about Mike Okocie at Choice Mortgage, go to Google Reviews. On the website, go to Choice Mortgage Reviews and find out what people are saying about the work that he's been doing for 35 years now here in South Florida. He does work 7 days a week. You can call or text him, 561-441-2730. He'll get right back to you, or he'll pick up MLS 166-254, rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for your weather, brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law for your accident. Attorneys.com, free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It has gotten 1 degree warmer since we last spoke, 70 degrees at the moment. No rain in the forecast. And we'll toss it back to Joe and Harold here. Go ahead, guys.
All right, thank you. We're just talking here about...
I can hear.
Yeah, we had a lot to talk
everything
about.
Everything okay?
Bo and I
what are you guys complaining about now?
He thinks all we do is complain about all the sports. About
well,
everything.
You don't embrace the new NBA, Bo.
What's that?
Embrace the NBA.
No, I'm not going to embrace the NBA because it stinks.
It does stink.
Their own players don't like it.
Kenny Smith and Draymond
that
Green.
That is, by the way, what a bad look for the league to have your own broadcast team and just dogpiling on your product.
Kenny Smith, whose team got knocked out, was there, and part of TNT was a big part of it, Shaq. And
how about you have your all-star break, you know, your big extravaganza weekend, and you got to get a D-League guy or a G-League guy, whoever it is, win the slam dunk contest.
That's embarrassing.
Was it the D-League? Is that what they call it?
The G-League.
The G-League? Yeah.
It was a D-League. Yeah. Now it's a G-League.
G-League.
Yeah. The worst part is the players go on Twitter afterwards and they're like, well, if you do it, I'll do it. You know, that's all. And it's like, well, come on, man.
By the way, they got some great dunkers. That kid in Minnesota, everybody'd love to see him.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards, yeah. And I don't know why he can't do it. It's like, what is it? Like,
he hits his head on the friggin' rim.
This is, look.
And we got a guy in the G-League that you can go watch up here in Osceola play.
But you know what? It's been really good for hockey.
Yeah, well,
the NBA's failure has been hockey has just capitalized on this thing so nicely. They got the Olympics next
time.
Can
I just tell you, though, they still got different markets.
Yeah.
And I'm not sitting here trying to ruin it, but just like there's certain
do
sports.
Do they, though?
You think
hockey's in all the NBA markets. And, Joe, I don't know that there's not a realistic scenario where hockey could compete with the NBA. Like, the NBA is a struggling product right now.
The numbers between the Heat and the Panthers through the years have not been close.
I know,
well, but don't say that.
But look how they're trending now.
Well,
the Heat's TV numbers are down dramatically.
Way down.
But you know what? Look, I was talking to Joe. The NBA has become more than a national product. It's an international product. The NBA is done China. You go into like India. You know they're taking that, you know, that's all revenue coming into them. So I don't know that they're crying so much because, you know, basketball here, I literally can't watch a game, Joe.
The regular season is tough. And I was talking about it yesterday.
You guys can say whatever you want, but corporate, they got huge contracts just like the NFL.
No doubt.
And they're fighting over it. NBC and TNT, and now they're talking
about. Oh, quite
a
bidding war.
Yeah.
But look, man, the Heat have been stuck in mediocrity for a little bit now. Right? The Panthers are really an entertaining product.
Well, because they play. Because they got people that play.
That makes a difference, man.
The stars play in the NHL. Well, they got stars, but they're winning.
Well, right. Well, if you got stars, you're winning.
Right.
If your stars are playing, you're winning.
Saying all that, I don't know if hockey's ever going to catch basketball.
No, I don't think it will. No.
But listen, it's doing great.
No, hockey's always going to be, you know, the third or fourth tier sport. And look, it's funny because you have more hockey teams in the Sun Belt of the United States than they do in Canada anymore. It's Canada's game. How many teams they have in Canada? Four or five?
For hockey?
Yeah.
I think they have three.
Three. Well, and then you got, but you got teams in Florida.
Edmonton,
you got two and four.
Winnipeg.
You got Arizona.
Maybe four.
You got Dallas. You know, everything's in the Sun Belt.
Yeah, but they got both. They got a lot of.
I get it. But
all those cities and towns have.
No, I get it.
We talked about this yesterday, Bo. How much more can the NBA crap on its fans before?
I don't know. They've crapped enough on
because
me that I don't want to watch.
Again, like the All-Star Weekend, like as bad as it is, you should not have your broadcast doing that stuff.
No.
It's not a good look.
No.
Like if Draymond Green's the only person you could throw up there and let him just rip away, and he's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And Barkley said that to you. It's your guys that are part of the problem.
He said he doesn't like today's game to run and shoot threes.
He goes, it's your generation that's ruining the league.
So maybe the NBA, instead of doing an All-Star break, takes a page out of the hockey and says, hey, let's get teams from different parts of the
country. You sound like the Greek freak said, let's play United States
against
the United world.
States
against I think the
world.
NBA has much bigger problems than an all-star game.
I disagree with you, by the way,
because I think what the NBA needs is they need a marquee Saturday night. The all-star game is what it is, guys. They're not going to play. But they need their stars to show up for the dunk contest on Saturday night. That's got to be the big marquee event. When you were younger, right? Jordan, Dominique, hell, Vince Carter.
You know,
like,
you know what you two are guilty of right now? I'm listening to both you guys.
We sound like old men.
No. You're talking about a Heat team that's down about as low as we've seen in a long, long time, and a hockey team that can't get any higher than they are right now going to two Stanley Cups. That's what you sound like. Well, it's not like this in every other market.
I sound like this game tonight. This game tonight between USA and Canada is a big deal. This is a big, big game tonight, man. A lot of people are going to be watching this game.
I agree.
And it's great for us. It is going to be a whole lot of fun tonight.
I think it's as good for us as anybody because of Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah,
that guy's leading the charge out here.
But it goes back to what someone was saying: is Matthew Tkachuk the face of sports in this town now?
He might be. To answer that, after we went through it, he might be.
And in fairness to that point, I don't think anyone dislikes Matthew Tkachuk. I know the quarterback people dislike him.
You know, when you go back again, look, this is old school, and look, this isn't way back. It's not that long ago. I'm not talking about Bob Cousy and those guys. You know, when you had Magic and Bird and all those guys, the Pistons, you know, all their stars would play. Stars would play 78, 79 games out of 82.
Didn't miss games. They played.
So if you go to a game, if you're paying money to go see a game, you're seeing the best of the best. Not the two the second tier guys, and maybe a guy goes in for 5 minutes
those guys would play back to back night games.
Yes. If Jimmy Butler gets food poisoning at the tennis tournament, I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. By the way, there's 7 Canadian NHL teams.
How many teams are there? 32.
Probably.
But the only thing I'd say back to you, Bo, all those small towns.
They just added a team. Didn't Utah just get a team?
They all have minor league teams.
Do they have a name yet, Utah?
No, they're like the Utah hockey team or something.
Yeah, they are. They just can't figure out how.
They're like Washington. We'll remember when Washington had changed their name? They were like the Washington Football Club or something.
You spent any time in Salt Lake City?
Nice place?
No.
D-Wade spends a lot of time there.
It's a beautiful place, but you don't want to be there.
It is beautiful. It is. It's got but.
We should bring D Wade home.
Lifestyle would be a little difficult. I'm not getting into religion.
I wouldn't say that. You know, Mike Kozlowski and that's a bad example.
Bruce Hardy.
Who was the quarterback from Jim McMahon? He went to BYU. Made it through there.
We played
those
with
characters.
We played with guys that
were
Jack Mormons. That's what they call them, Jack Mormons. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We're running a little bit late. Nick Friedell's going to join us. Odyssey NBA Insider. We'll talk to him about all this stuff. And you guys that all of a sudden the NBA is dead. And then it's got some things to work on. I'll tell you what doesn't have things to work on. Your South Florida Chevy dealers right now. Wow. Whether I'm talking about SUVs or the Silverado trucks, you got to go find out. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Take some test drives. Find out what's going on. They got great offers going on right now, and I'm not just talking about the Tahoe that I just got, the new 2025 Tahoe. So comfortable, so fun. Still trying to figure out all the fun things inside of it, man, with this new high-tech stuff, but I got to tell you, they are unbelievable. The all-new Equinox, oh my gosh, the 2025 Traverse. I got to tell you about that 2025 Traverse. Spacious, comfortable, like no other SUV when it comes to midsize, the amount of room you have for you and your family, plus plenty of room for everyone's cargo, the turbocharged 2.5-liter engine, right over to Silverado Trucks. Now, I got to tell you, 4 different strong options for you when it comes to an engine that you need, whether it's pulling big loads every day for a living or anything else. I promise you this, it's like Silverado. It's custom-made, a truck perfect for your working and your lifestyle every day. So when we talk about strong, durable trucks, our big dogs, boy, they got a Silverado truck for you. So see your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. On the line is Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details, Joe.
Sounds good, Woody, and it's always great having Nick with us to talk a little bit about the NBA. Nick, it's been a while. How you doing, man?
Joe, it is so good to hear your voice, man. I'm doing great, and it's good to be back.
Well, listen, I just want to let you know there's been a lot of bashing of the NBA from the playoff game to the three-point shot, too many three-point shots now, and Draymond's ripping it, and others are ripping it. TNT guys didn't do the All-Star game any favors, complaining about the whole thing. What's the best format before we get to the game of the NBA, in your opinion? for the All-Star weekend. What's the best way to do it?
Joe, I have wondered about this question way too long for me to actually admit because I sit there like everybody else and I'm watching and I'm going, man, this is terrible. And this goes back years. This wasn't just Sunday night. I mean, I've been going to those weekends for years covering the league. The last really good game I remember was in Orlando in 2012. I know that game in Chicago in 2020. The ending was really solid. But most of those games are just bad. You cannot get the players to care, and that's why I don't know what the answer is. You talk to people around the league, it doesn't seem like anybody has a clear answer. I can tell you that Sunday, what we saw with the split-up teams and the rising stars, that is definitely not the answer. I don't think anybody has a great one. But what I can tell you, all the years watching all these games, and you and I saw so many of those Bulls Heat games going back 10, 15 years, I can't remember a time when I talked to my friends who aren't in the NBA bubble, who are not following the regular season anymore the way they used to.
Yeah.
And that, for me, as somebody who's loved the NBA my entire life, it is really strange to hear because they're just not picking up the casual fans like they might have 15, 20 years ago.
So they have the contracts, obviously, with big money, and they're bidding against each other and jacking the price up. But at the same time, as you said, the numbers can't be great. So I got to ask you, Giannis came up with this USA versus the world. I think the commissioner, who has been very player-friendly, has got to take a look at that, doesn't he, to potentially try that or no?
I think it could work as a one or two off, but Joe, just like in hockey, it's like they've tried all these different things prior to this Four Nations deal. I think U.S. versus the world would work, but I don't think it would work long term. The hardest part in all of this is there are some ideas that could be solid once, twice, but I think we all agree all we really want is for the players to try.
That's it.
And at some point, they stop trying in the All-Star game. And I tell you, as somebody who professionally makes their livelihood based on covering the league, the hardest part for me, again, is when you watch most regular season games, you kind of go, all right, like how much is on the line tonight?
Yeah.
It just feels like sometimes everybody's going through the motions. The playoffs, they're still awesome. Why do people click in the playoffs? Because it means something.
Right.
And they know that all these guys are giving everything they've got in those moments. But there are just too many games. There should never be a back-to-back again. And as far as the All-Star game goes, it's not going anywhere because it's such a huge moneymaker for the NBA. But I don't know if U.S. versus the world is a long-term thing.
Well, I'll leave you one more thing, and I'll leave the weekend alone. We used to love the three-point contest, and now we got a G League guy that wins it every year. I don't think that's good for business when we got some good young stars that hit their head on the rim every night when they're playing, can't get involved to go out and do it. Why wouldn't those guys want to try to win one of those? All the great players, Michael Jordan even, why would those guys not want to? I don't think LeBron's ever done one. Why would they not want to do one?
Joe, in the era of social media, I think a large part of it is they don't want to mess up and have it live on forever and get made fun of because their dunk didn't go off the right way. There is a competitive aspect to especially that dunk contest where guys just don't want to be embarrassed. They feel like I'm going to put myself out there and it may not go well, and then everybody's going to make fun of the fact that I got on to the stage and I didn't live up to the moment. And I'm not saying it's right, but I think that is a prevailing theme. Mac McClung, I'm with you. I saw, a G-Leaguer was in there originally. I went, really? I mean, come on. But to his credit, he has been awesome in the dunk contest.
Yeah.
He's gotten people to care about them. And I hope, as a fan, that it's made – we saw the tweets come out. I mean, that's worth nothing because LeBron years ago was like, yeah, I'm going to do it next year. Never did. Maybe it makes some of those higher caliber guys want to be in that and try to put on a show.
Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell here with us on QAM. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai from the comfort of your new home at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details.
All right, Nick, we're going in second half of the season now. And before we get to the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, Golden State, now it's Jimmy and Steph, and Draymond's all jacked up, and they're 28 and 27. So how far can they go with Jimmy Butler, who looks like he's motivated again and he got his joy back?
Yeah, it's funny how that works with all that money.
That does it, Nick.
It's always funny how it works. I will say this, Joe. I've covered Jimmy since the night he came into the league. I absolutely thought, going back months and months, that if he landed in Golden State, it would work. And people in Miami were like, huh? What? You know, the breakup always looks the same with Jimmy. Go back to Chicago and Minnesota and Philly. They didn't re-sign him. And now Miami. Respect for Jimmy comes in getting the next contract. So the second that Pat Riley and the ownership group and Arisons, they didn't give him that next deal, Jimmy, for better or worse, just checked out.
Yes,
and
he did.
I don't think that was the right way to handle it. I'm just telling you, with Jimmy Butler forever, if you pay him what he feels that he is worth, he will give you that effort almost every night. And I think the problem for the Heat was that Jimmy sat there those last few runs, and you and I had had the conversations through the last few years, and that Jimmy carried those teams to the finals. And he was like, get me a little more help. And that team always kind of looked the same, at least in the last couple of years. As great as Bam is, and as much as Hero's coming along, there just wasn't that extra help that he was looking for. So now he has it with the Warriors. He respects the hell out of Steph and Draymond. Those are two Hall of Famers. I don't believe they're going to win another title. But, Joe, I've always felt, I know what Draymond said the other night, oh, we're going to win a championship. I've always felt the Warriors' best chance now was next year, because what will happen is they'll play with Jimmy, they'll find a rhythm somewhere, and they'll get to, you know, maybe the second round, maxing out with this group. But going to next summer, you can make another move or two. Got to figure out what happens with Jonathan Kuminga and his new deal going forward. But they have some first-round picks in the future that are always attractive to teams. I think there's a chance the Warriors can still add one more piece to go with Jimmy, Steph, potentially Draymond, and then you get the best version of whatever that group will be. But like everybody else, I'm curious to see what happens now that Jimmy's in this new phase. Yep. He's got the money and the respect that comes with it, and I think he is really motivated to show what he can do again.
Nick, so the Heat's in here 25 and 28. You mentioned Tyler Hero averaging almost 24 points a night. They get Andrew Wiggins now. What can we expect once Andrew Wiggins starts to get a little more comfortable in this offense? What should we expect from him?
Joe, I saw a lot of Wiggins games in Minnesota, and the hardest part with Andrew is you just were never sure exactly what type of player was going to show up. There were some nights he was unbelievable, the best guy on the floor. There were other nights he was just kind of an afterthought. He gets to Golden State in the culture the Warriors build around Steph, and he was the second-best player on that title team in that playoff run. I mean, he was awesome. The problem is you go back to the last couple of years, it's the same kind of deal. I mean, defensively, he's very solid, but offensively, he would have some big games, and then he would just kind of disappear in other games. The culture that you guys know all about and is so talked about in Miami, I think will help push Andrew a little bit and will motivate him. But he's just not usually a difference maker every single night. And that's the difference between Jimmy and Andrew, and that's why I'm sure you saw that Brian Windhorst story from a few weeks ago, but that was what made it so fascinating to me. And Jimmy's telling Riley, Wiggins is the best player I've ever played with. So the talent is always there. It's always been there. It's just a matter of the production on a nightly basis.
So the Heat 25 and 28 and got some catching up here to do in the second half. You think they can they can get a good enough record to get out of the play-in and get one of those top six spots. Hawkheads, Rozier, not playing great so far, really struggling. Can they do it around what they have right now?
I don't think so. I think they're going to be right in that play-in group again. I mean, Joe, we've watched the evolution of Bam, but as great as he is, he's still never going to be a guy you're going to hand the ball to and be like, okay, go yeah. make it happen. Right. I think that's the thing that scares me the most if you're a Heat fan, is that they have some really nice pieces. They have a group that we know is going to play really hard every night. Eric Spoelstra really is one of the best coaches in the game. They just don't have a lot of those game-changing guys, and that's why the Jimmy thing was so interesting, because for as much of a pain in the butt as Jimmy can be, and I've seen it for years and years, Jimmy can still be the guy that can carry everybody, and you hand him the ball and you say, go make it happen, and he usually does. The thing that Miami just doesn't have now is exactly that type of player. Yeah.
Nick, it's great having you, man. Really appreciate you spending some extra time with us this morning. Take care, and it's great having you back with us. Thank you.
Joe, I miss you, and anytime you need me, I'll be here. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Nick Friedell joining us. Nice enough to join us, NBA Insider.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details.
All right, so there's a guy that's covering it and says, we got a problem.
Everybody's trying to figure it out.
We got an NBA. I'm sure Pat Ryan and all the rest of them going, besides problems I got on my team, we got a problem as a league.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we talk about the All-Star game, and that's a one-off. But really, they got to get to the crux of the matter of those 82 games that you play to get to the playoffs and make somehow find a way to make those games meaningful so people want to get their eyeballs on them.
We got Jovo. We are able to track Jovo down. We're going to have him coming up at 9 o'clock here for a few minutes. He'll join us here. Are we going to be able to get caught up with Chef this morning?
I think we may have passed the Chef's time. Let me throw a text to him and see if
I got to get a little Chef in here today. I got to get a little Chef here before. Restaurant is absolutely killing it. I told you, Bo, over the weekend, I had heard more compliments about Catch and Cut in Los Olas. It's only been open a few weeks, seafood and stone crabs and prime steaks, the whole thing. But Chef Andre is a superstar, what he's doing.
Yes, he's doing great work. You know, it's everyone talks about the stone crabs, but he's put together a menu. It's diverse, you know, the seafood.
Unbelievable, man.
And let me tell you what.
They talk about the waiters you brought in,
pros, no doubt.
And by the way, I didn't know this. In that business, people follow around when you have a good waiter with good food. They follow them around.
Yeah, I've been in there, and I see some of the servers, they'll go over to the bar and see someone over at the bar and go and have a conversation with them because they've been in a couple nights before.
That's funny.
And they develop a relationship, and you know what, it's for the diner, for the customer, you come in, guy knows your name, guy knows what you like, guy's not, hey, you want this again, you want that again,
remembers your drink, pros, man,
that's the way, I think when you get to a level like that, I think that's what people are looking for.
That's strong. That is strong. Hey. 9 o'clock hour coming up. Ed Jovanovski, former Panther, TV analyst, going to join us. But first, I do want to take a second this morning to tell you about Loctite Impact. I'm talking about Chev, the CEO, who's got a strong message for everybody every day. Hurricane season's right around the corner again. Protect your home now with Loctite Impact. Windows, doors, and roofing, they do it all for you, man. They do. One-stop shop to get it all done. Quality. South Florida's largest fleet of five-star rated service professionals. You can replace your old roof and windows now with zero down, 100% financing. Get Impact Windows low as $3 per window per month installed. Plus, Loctite Impact Pros will handle all the projects from permit to installation as easily as 1, 2, 3. They just get it all done for you. So visit LoctiteImpact.com. Get more information. See the work they're doing there in West Broward, covering all of South Florida for you. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com to get that information. Or you can always just call 954-500-LOCK. Those Loctite Impact employees are waiting for your call to get started for you today.